From the Barton Worley studios of Abilene Public Radio, this is Eye on Entertainment. Good afternoon, I'm Blaine Singletary. Looks like the summer rains are finally starting to clear up and make way for summer sunshine. And with it, summer heat. In today's show, we'll look at how the community's hot dogs will beat the heat with Rescue the Animals. And when the sun goes down, the Big Country Astronomy Club wants to show you around our skies. That and much more right after a look at this week's entertainment headlines. In today's entertainment headlines, a traditional Hawaiian blessing marked the start of production of the reinvented CBS TV crime series Hawaii Five-O. CBS calls it a contemporary take on the classic series, which starred the late Jack Lord from 1968 to 1980. The new series debuts this fall and will air Monday nights. Clips from the pilot shot in March feature plenty of action, the natural beauty of Hawaii, and the pounding, iconic theme song. In other entertainment news, market researcher NPD Group says U.S. retail sales of video game hardware, software, and accessories dropped to $1.1 billion in June, down 6% from a year earlier. NPD says hardware sales climbed 5% to $401.7 million in June. Sales of the PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 were particularly strong. Software sales, meanwhile, tumbled 15% to $531.3 million. Total industry sales for the year, through the end of June, were down 9% to $6.66 billion, compared with the same six-month period last year, NPD says. And finally, northeastern Pennsylvania businesses are hoping their company names might make it into episodes of NBC's hit show, The Office. The sitcom is set in Scranton, Pennsylvania, but is actually filmed in California. Producers collect paraphernalia with logos from local businesses to use as props on the set. The Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce collected hundreds of items Wednesday at the annual prop drop. The hope is those mugs, magnets, and menus emblazoned with the company names will find their way onto workers' desks at the fictional Dunder Mifflin Paper Company. And that's a look at this week's entertainment headlines. Stay tuned. There's more on the way. From Abilene Public Radio, this is Eye on Entertainment. I'm Blaine Singletary. Last week, Abilene's Rescue the Animals SPCA planned to hold its annual dachshund races at the Perini Ranch in Buffalo Gap. Unfortunately, they were rained out, but these long little doggies still had to run. And just this week, they announced that they would be rescheduled to this coming Thursday, right here in Abilene. We're now joined on the line by the man responsible for that decision, Paul Washburn, the president of Abilene's SPCA. Mr. Washburn, welcome to the show.
Oh, well, thank you for calling. This is great.
So tell us a little bit about the details of this rescheduling. It was originally planned for last Saturday at the Perini Ranch.
Well, we were trying to hold the dachshund races as we usually do at Perini Ranch in Buffalo Gap, but the parking lot was underwater. It's out in a field, so it just didn't dry out. We're moving into town for the makeup races, and we're going to be over at the Festival Gardens right across the street from the Abilene Zoo. Lots of good paved parking, and the races will be next Thursday. That's Thursday week, July the 22nd. Gates will open at 6. The races will start at 7.
And do you think this will affect attendance at all?
Well, we're hoping to have a good turnout. You never know when you have to reschedule something. We do have a lot of things going on. We're going to have a beauty contest for all rescued dogs of all breeds. So even if you don't have a dachshund, you can come participate in that. Any dachshund can race. There's no admission to the event. There's no fee for racing. There's no charge for the beauty pageant. So it's a great family evening. Bring the kids. Bring the dog. Another good thing we're going to do is Dr. Alan Bolt from Animal Health and Medical Center will be there from 6:30 to 8:30 doing heartworm tests for $5 for dogs and doing full sets of vaccinations, including rabies, for $19.95. So if your dog needs a shot or if you haven't had a heartworm test, this would be a great time to come by. And that'll be from 6:30 to 8:30 on July 22nd at the Festival Gardens right along with the dachshund races.
Now, I'm a big dachshund fan. I own 4 myself, take care of them.
You have an entire racing team.
Yeah, that's right. We actually have entered them in some years. I was wondering, though, why open this race just to dachshunds?
Well, Dachshund lovers are very, very, I don't know, they're very gung-ho people. And we've also found that very few dachshunds can run in a straight line. So it's great entertainment. But I don't know, they kind of look like Indy cars, you know. They've got that long chassis. They're built right down to the ground. They've got the ears for, you know, for deflection and air control, and they're just a lot of fun to watch when they run. We have a number of them every year that won't leave one end to go to the other, and some, when they get there, won't cross the finish line. So it's always hilarious.
I never thought of that, how they look like Indy cars. you were mentioning earlier about a rescued pet fashion show open to all breeds. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it'll be a beauty contest, and anybody who has a rescued dog, no matter where you rescued your dog, welcome to attend. There will be a costume contest, owner look-alike contest, and then just an overall pageant where we'll pick out the most shining examples of rescued dogs. We want to celebrate rescued dogs because, you know, a lot is made over these animals that are bred by breeders and have these wonderful pedigrees and all, and that's fine. But there are a lot more rescued dogs out there. It's just like not many of us can trace our genealogy all the way back to Stockholm, Sweden in 1642, and we have blonde hair and blue eyes. Most of us have, you know, gotten some other things into the family bloodlines along the way. And so it's kind of the same thing with the animals, and we just want people who have rescued dogs to be excited about the fact that they're just wonderful animals, too.
And finally, what would you say is the main draw for this event?
Well, I think most of it is the dachshunds racing, because if you haven't watched them race, you don't really understand quite how much fun it can be. And the other is people, you know, we invite everybody to bring their dog, bring their kids, and it's just a great time to get out and do something with your dog and have fun. And don't miss the fact that we will be doing the $5 heartworm tests and the low-cost vaccinations.
Well, Mr. Washburn, thank you for your time today.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Paul Washburn is the president of Abilene's Rescue the Animals SPCA, who's hosting their annual dachshund races this Thursday at 6 at the Festival Gardens just across the street from the Abilene Zoo. Admission is free, and dogs of all kinds are welcome. For more information, rescuetheanimalsspca.org. We've had a lot of cloudy weather in recent days, but it looks like things are finally starting to clear up. And this also means the summer heat is back, but once the sun goes down, it gets cooler. And on particularly clear nights, you can see a ton of stars. But if you thought it too hard to get away just for a night and see the starry heavens over the Big Country Astronomy Club is giving you a great excuse this Saturday night. They're holding what they like to call a stargazing party. You don't have to be a member of the club for this event or even have any stargazing experience whatsoever. It could be your first time near a telescope, and you'd still be able to have fun. These local astronomers have been looking at and studying these heavenly bodies and can't wait to share their knowledge. Location and time is everything for an event like this one to really work, and this one is a considerable distance from town, so the city lights won't interfere as much, near the Abilene State Park. Things should get going at dark, around 8:30 p.m. And for more information, 690-6355. Also, as we talked about last week, Annie Jr. is showing at the Paramount tonight only at 7 p.m. This show features the young actors and actresses who've attended the Abilene Performing Arts Company's Junior Musical Theater Camp. They've been working hard to prepare this musical over the course of just 11 days. And tonight is the night their hard work pays off in Annie Jr. in the historic Paramount Theater at 7 o'clock. For more information, 437-2486. And it looks like that's all for this week. Here's hoping these cool events we talked about will help you beat the heat in this coming week. Ion Entertainment is a production of Abilene Public Radio. Support for Ion Entertainment is provided by Dr. Angela Nicolini, therapeutic optometrist, providing eye care for the family, including red eye treatment and foreign body removal. Associate Dr. Shelda Schaefer provides pediatric optometry. Doctors Nicolini and Schaefer are located at 3225 South 27th Street and are open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Friday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. For information, 691-0101. As always, I'm Blaine Singletary, and I've had my eye on entertainment.